This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Antonio Reynoso, who is the City Council member for District 34, and he's running to be the next borough president for Brooklyn. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us
today. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Our pleasure. So New York City is a city of immigrants, and as the next borough president of Brooklyn, what are your plans for the immigration population?
Right now, the issue that I think is most important to immigrants is access of resources, right? We need to make sure that the immigrant population knows where to go when they need help. There's a lot of work that needs to happen when it comes to fraud and lawyers that are, you know, charging an extensive amount of money and defrauding a lot of the immigration population. We just need to make sure that they know where their resources are. So my job was going to be to do something in the borough president's office that addresses this issue of a lack of information and resources to our immigrant community, and I will be doing just that. But also, I think that, you know, being an immigrant myself, a young man from the Dominican Republic, Afro-Caribbean young man, I think that my life experience as an immigrant is going to be meaningful to the people that have never seen somebody that looks like them represent them. And that's what I want to do. And because my experiences are the immigrant experience, I'm going to make sure that I look out for their interests. And I'll give an example of something that I've done. You know, the Haitian community was dealing with some problematic policy from the Dominican Republic related to their citizenship in the Dominican Republic. And one example I give of that is the fact that we had over 50,000 Dominicans of Haitian descent that were being stripped of their nationality in the Dominican Republic, and many others that were being deported when they were working and assisting the economy to grow in the Dominican Republic. I stood against that legislation. And in my country, I was considered a persona non grata, is what they did in the front pages. But I know about the immigrant experience here in America, and it shouldn't change where we are in the world. The immigrant experience is extremely important that we protect. And I want to be able to show that those experiences and those thoughtful opportunities to look out for the interests of the immigrant population are meaningful, not only in the Dominican Republic, but here in America. So I want to just keep showing the people, again, that because I am an immigrant, because I've come from this life, that I'm going to be somebody that's going to be front and center on these issues and look out for their interests.
And talking about showing the people, do you have any one specific program that you're looking to launch?
Yeah, so the biggest program that I think is important is access to lawyers for folks that are fighting the temporary status here in America. Right now, what we're seeing is that the policies at the federal government change so much that it puts people that are on temporary protective status here in New York in a position where they're not able to keep up with the law and end up having to be deported or leave to a country or a system that isn't set up to be helpful to them. So if we're able to provide free legal services and information to these people for the TPS work that we need to get done, I think it could save a lot of folks from having to go back to a country that might not be situated to help them. And in many of these cases, split families up and so forth. So what I want to do is push forward a program to allow for free lawyers and help to immigrants that are navigating the TPS system. process.
So, Mr. Ronasso, we thank you so much for coming here and sharing your views, your plans for immigrants as the next borough president of Brooklyn.
Thank you so much for having me. Very happy to be here.
Our pleasure. Okay. And how can one support your campaign to help you be the next borough president of Brooklyn?
You can log into Reynoso, R-E-Y-N-O-S-O, for Brooklyn, ForBrooklyn.com. So ReynosoForBrooklyn.com. Also, Reynoso Brooklyn on Twitter, Antonio Reynoso on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me there. But the best way to help is to make sure that people are talking. This is a very large borough. We're going to need hundreds of thousands of votes to win. And the best way for someone to support you is, one, make sure you show up and vote. But two, make sure wherever you are, if you're on the line at the supermarket, if you're in church, if you're in a library, if you're outside in a park and you are talking politics, to mention Antonio Reynoso.
Okay, thank you so much. And make sure they vote for you, number one, right?
Yes, number one, only number one, only number one. Yes, please.
Okay, thank you so much. So it was a pleasure having you, and we look forward to having you back here again.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. To all my people, thank you so much for listening, and I hope when June 22nd comes around that I could be your first choice.
You're very welcome. Thank you. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.